When a Wilmington City Council member was elected in November to the State House, the council vacancy triggered an unusual replacement method. Rather than holding a special election to fill the final 2 years of the term, voters were allowed to apply for the job, though the effort backfired. WHYY's Chris Barrish reports that the panel's choice and the city's process has led to further acrimony in an already divided council.
The panel interviewed 12 candidates to replace Nnamdi Chukwuocha, and they chose his twin brother Albert Mills, a social worker. Chukwuocha and Mills are well known in Wilmington. They were named Delaware's Poets Laureate in 2015. But council rejected Mills in a meeting filled with vitriol. Listen to Xanthia Oliver. She was on the panel that picked Mills.
Put his resume up to most of the ones who are on city council, and they will not get a job before him. I am appalled and disappointed. I think it's disrespectful. I think it's childish, and this is hate crime.
Sam Guy voted no. He said all five members on the selection panel support the agenda of Mayor Mike Przycki and his backers in the development community.
It's a power move. What we got going on tonight is about whether people in Wilmington are going to be free or subject to the people who's trying to buy the city. That's what this seat is about.
Councilmember Bob Williams explained to WHYY this week that council has already split 7-6 on controversial bills like the budget. Many foes thought Mills was chosen as the clinching vote for the Przycki camp.
To me, this seemed as if the deck was already stacked. Well, it's like the House switching from Republic to Democrat. It depends on who sits in that seat where most of our real controversial votes are going to go.
Bud Friel said Mills was simply the best choice. But now Friel and others are trying to get the state legislature to approve a special election.
Even if we can't do it for this specific seat, I think we should change the language for the future because our system is archaic.
But other council members have another idea. They have called a special meeting for January 3rd and have a different candidate to consider. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barrish, WHYY News.